Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we have with us on the phone Jim Harding, who is a wildlife information specialist and an instructor at MSU. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Glad to be with you.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Jim, in looking through at your website, I noticed quite a few animals that are natural to Michigan that you have a lot of experience with. Can you share and explain to our listeners exactly what it is that you have expertise with?
Well, I do field a lot of questions from the public on lots of different kinds of animals, but my specialty, so to speak, is certainly reptiles and amphibians. I teach the course in herpetology here at MSU, which deals with amphibians and reptiles, and so I'm most familiar with those. My research interest is on turtles. I work on three species of rare turtles in Michigan. That's sort of the area that I get most of the questions in. For example, this morning, between yesterday and this morning, I've had over a dozen inquiries from the website about identifying snakes that people have seen in their yards and gardens. That's keeps it interesting.
Do they express concern, or are they trying to make sure it's an okay, you know, it's not endangered? Or I imagine not too many people are worried about saving the little snake, or has that improved over the years?
You know, I think attitudes are improving. Some people, of course, are very concerned about identifying a snake because they want to know that it is not dangerous. It's not venomous. It's not going to bite them or their children or, you know, cause any problems. So you still get that. But I think a lot of people are just curious. Sometimes they're just curious. Sometimes they do want to know if it's something rare or unusual. You know, a lot of people, for example, will see garter snakes in their yards, and they learn that these little stripy snakes are okay, but if they see a snake that has a different pattern on it or something, then they get concerned because it's something that they are not familiar with. And so that's where I get the questions and the calls that come in, and I try to help them out.
Yeah. And I want to go get onto another topic, but real quickly, with snakes, is I know of the rattlesnake that Michigan has, but are there any other snakes that you really, you know, want to reach out and say, hey, stay away from?
Well, you know, the way I put it is, okay, Michigan has only one venomous snake. That is the Massasauga rattlesnake, and it is an animal definitely you do not want to handle or, you know, go up and kick with your bare feet or something. But it basically doesn't want to bother you. They just want to be left alone. But there are, you know, any animal, even the most harmless-looking animal, if you take it in hand or if you abuse it, it can bite. Sure. People don't think of chickadees and chipmunks as dangerous either. But if you take either one in hand, I can guarantee you they will give you a good bite or a pinch. I was helping a person ban chickadees one time, legally with a permit. They were banning them, and I took a chickadee out of the net for him, and that thing gave me a pinch like I will never forget. I mean, it really hurt. And so these harmless animals that we think, you know, will bite, and same with the snake. You know, if you whomp a snake with a broom and it doesn't think it can get away, or if you grab it barehanded, it might bite, but that doesn't mean it's an evil animal.
They are dangerous. And at least nothing bad's going to happen if you leave it alone.
Right. If you leave any of these animals alone and just let them go their way, they're not going to bother you. They have no interest in us at all.
Well, one thing that I wanted to bring up would be turtles. Mm-hmm. You're an expert at turtles, especially native Michigan turtles. And maybe you could. The biggest thing that I find again at the crossroads at the store is the general outcry people have for turtles as they're getting run over or turtles as they're crossing over. And there always seems to be this impassionate plea, unlike they would have for snakes, for turtles in trying to save them. And maybe you could give us some suggestions on what you do and what you don't do with turtles. And then afterwards, maybe you can tell us about, in Michigan, what is the condition of Michigan turtles.
Sure, sure. Well, we do have 10 species of turtles in Michigan, and at least 9 of them will occasionally end up in the road. Soft-shelled turtles don't usually come out of the water and cross roads, although it's not impossible. But all the other species, you know, I have seen at some time or another crossing roads. And people do get concerned. I think, you know, there are occasional jackass out there who tries to run over things on purpose, you know, just for some kind of vicarious perverted thrill. But I think most people want to see these animals survive. And if somebody does see a turtle crossing a road, you know, if the animal looks like it's going to make it to the other side, okay, then of course you don't need to do anything. Or, you know, but if it's a busy road, I always warn people, number one, never risk your own life to save an animal.
Or others behind you.
Or others behind you, for sure. Yeah, you don't want to suddenly jerk off the road and throw your flashers on and get people all confused. You know, there have actually been a few fatalities of people trying to rescue animals out of the road and have been hit.
I'm sure.
It's just a tragedy. It's a double tragedy. So, you know, if you can safely, if you know a turtle is, you see it ahead of you, and you know it's going into traffic, and you know traffic on the other lane is very heavy and the animal's unlikely to make it, check your rearview mirror. If there's nobody coming up on you and you can pull off easily and you can think you can get it without any risk to yourself, then do so. But what do you do with it once you pick it up? Well, there are actually species in Michigan which the DNR doesn't even want you to pick up because they're, you know, they're protected animals. But, you know, you want to save the animal. So what are you going to do? The best thing to do, if you can do it safely, is to move it to the side of the road that it was going to.
Makes sense.
Because if you think about it, a turtle has a reason for crossing a road. You
know, the old,
joke about you know, why do they cross the road to get to the Shell station, you know.
I hadn't heard that one.
You know, the turtle has a purpose. We see most turtles crossing the road probably in May or June.
Yes.
And they're looking for mating opportunities. They're looking for nesting sites. The females have to leave the water and find a dry, sunny place to lay her eggs. And so they're out looking around, wandering around out of the water. And, you know, to them, they don't know what a road is. Their perception isn't good enough to see these big cars coming at high speed. So there's nothing in a turtle's, instinct that would prepare it for something moving it, you know, a two-ton vehicle moving it 50 miles an hour. So, you know, and we sometimes see turtles in the summertime. If you get a drought and some of the little ponds start drying out, then turtles may move around looking for other sources of water. And that's another time when you can get turtles crossing roads. But basically, it's a big problem in the spring and into June when they're nesting. And so get the animal to the other side. And now sometimes you're in a real dilemma because you think, gee, there's nothing on the other side of this road except maybe a big subdivision or something. There's no habitat. What should I do? You know, then you start getting into some choices. You could put the animal back off the road and point it the other way and hope it goes in the right direction. Or you could, you know, pull off the next exit or the next side street and see if you can find a little bit better habitat for it, see if you can find the pond it came from and plunk it down there and hope it stays. You know, these are all, you know, sort of increasing choices that one has to make.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but just like the storybook, we've gone from the tortoise and we need to get to the hare. So we're going to have to say goodbye to you and thank you for coming on the show.
Okay.
But we really appreciate your insight into the tortoises, and we would love to have you back on a future show.
Oh, sure.
So thank you very much for that. We've been talking this morning with Jim Harding, Wildlife Information Specialist at MSU. And after the break, we're going to be back and talking with a wildlife expert on how to rescue rabbits and other animals right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.